Well, one of the highlights of a baptism service is hearing the testimonies of faith of the people who come to be baptised. And I'm constantly amazed at the details that people remember from what people share. And this morning, you're going to not be disappointed. Our two baptism testimonies are wonderful and going to fill us with hope. They're going to fill us with a sense that God is real and that this God we worship in this church and in so many churches around the world is actually alive and active and is not dead. So this morning is going to be really exciting. I invite you to listen in, listen hard, and listen for what God might be speaking to you as we hear these stories. So first, I'd love to invite Jess up. Come on up, Jessica.
How are you feeling, Jess?
Nervous.
Jess doesn't have to be nervous, does she? Because you're really friendly, aren't you? Yeah. Yes.
Yes, they're very friendly.
Jess, I'm going to invite you to share what you've prepared, and we listen with open ears. We are excited that you're here, and just relax, be yourself, and we're going to be really blessed by what you have to say.
Growing up in a Christian family, I had known of God since a young age. However, it wasn't until the beginning of last year did I start to build a connection. Listening closer to sermons and going on youth camps helped open my mind and heart to learning more about Him. At one point, at one particular summer camp, I was prayed in a way that made me feel God's presence so strongly I broke down in tears. Because I learned that I didn't have to be scared or stressed, but have a deep sense of comfort knowing that the Creator of the world loves me and would do so much, even die a painful death on a cross, to be able to have a relationship with me. I know that I still struggle with doubt, and I'm learning not to be ashamed of it. I hope that one day my eyes will be open enough to see all the wonders God has done in my life and have future experiences with Him. My baptism is a public sign of my commitment and new life, being cleansed of my old sinful ways and accepting Jesus as my eternal Saviour.
I'd like to invite those who are praying with me for Jess to come up now. We're going to pray. As a church, we place a huge priority on prayer, talking to God, bring before God one another. And in a baptism, Jess has chosen us to be her prayers on behalf of all of us. So as we pray, church, feel free to put a hand forward as a sign of your prayer and a sign of your commitment and your support for Jess. And also, there's something powerful that happens when we lay a hand, which we're going to do in a minute, and you can be part of that by extending your hand. Let's pray for Jess and bring her before God. Lord God, we thank you so much for Jess. We thank you that you have created her, that you love her, that you are pleased with her. We thank you that you know the plans for her life, and Lord, that you have been holding her since the day that she was made. We praise you, God, that you have called her and invited her to follow you, and that she said yes. And we pray through today that today will be a real confirmation, God, of your love and your goodness, which absolutely covers her life, and of the incredible life ahead she has as she chooses to follow you, Jesus, in all things, in all seasons. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jessica has made a public outward declaration of her faith and commitment in you today. And as Jessica enters into this baptism, she will be identifying in your death and resurrection. I pray, Lord, that you would pour out your blessings and surround Jessica with your love and protect her always. Fill her with your Holy Spirit and may Jessica walk in your ways and grow in the knowledge of your Lord.
Amen. Yeah, Lord, thank you for the gift that Jessica is to her family, to her friends and to this church. Just thank you for revealing yourself to her, and pray that you continue to reveal yourself to her as the creator and sustainer of life. Pray that she would seek you at all times, and that she would continue to just draw herself closer to you again and again, Lord. And just pray a blessing on her life.
Amen.
And Jesus, what wonderful joy there is in obeying your call. Mm-hmm. Thank you that, Jess has been able to step out, obey your call, drawing herself to you and also into a baptism, into your family, into repentance, into your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you keep calling her into a life of obedience and discipleship? She would walk in your ways from this day forward, that you would carry her when she needs to be carried, that you would give her the strength when she needs the strength to keep on going, that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit and she would live a new life in your Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you give Jess a hand?